As both a state representative and physician, Sheldon Wasserman has heard what he calls tragic stories from families who want to take away the keys of an elderly relative. He's also heard from older folks who say doing so would limit their independence. Wasserman says his bill ensures roads are safe for everyone while not discriminating against a particular group of motorists. Studies have shown drivers over 75 have a high crash rate, and under Wasserman's proposal, drivers up to age 84 would have to get their eyes checked every 3 years and more frequently after that.
We're not going to charge senior citizens anything extra. Their vision tests will be free if they want to have them done at the Department of Motor Vehicles, or they could see their own doctors.
The vision tests are free for seniors because other drivers would be picking up the tab. Currently, those of any age who failed their initial road test get a second and third attempt at no additional cost. Wasserman refers to this as a financial loophole that his bill would close. Representative Scott Souter calls it a tax increase on the relatively small number of drivers who have to repeat the road test. Souter was the only legislator on the Assembly Transportation Committee to vote against the bill.
And I have an additional concern that this particular bill really does impose undue restrictions on seniors to get their license. And I don't think that without proper notification or proper studies on the matter that we should be imposing these restrictions on our senior population.
That's what the Wisconsin Coalition of Aging Groups initially thought, but Director Tom Frazier says they're now supporting the bill because of a compromise amendment. Road tests were scrapped and written tests reduced, so now most seniors will only have to have their vision checked.
You know, the Department of Transportation doesn't want to take away people's license. I mean, if they fail the vision test, a lot of problems with vision can be corrected with glasses or even maybe surgery, but it can be corrected. And if it's corrected, then, you know, they can keep their license.
Aging groups also push for the bill to include a study on alternative forms of transportation for the elderly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.